and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A major university has issued a warning to its international students. CBS's Jim Crisula with the latest.
Duke University has sent out a notice advising its international students not to travel outside the U.S. over the summer break. The university says the advice applies to legal permanent residents and green card holders. Duke says students who must travel internationally should talk to the school's visa services liaison or contact an immigration lawyer.
The FDA is asking the food industry to stop using synthetic food dyes found in many items on supermarket shelves, and they plan to phase out 8 petroleum-based colors. FDA head Marty McCarry.
Taking petroleum-based food dyes out of the food supply is not a silver bullet that will instantly make America's children healthy, but it is one important step.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending himself against another assertion that he shared classified material through an unapproved and unsecured network, this time taking airstrike information from a military communications channel and sharing it in a chat with his wife, his brother, and others. CBS's Charlie Daggett says this is the second incident.
Calls into question his judgment in sharing highly sensitive information, including specific takeoff times, with people who clearly wouldn't have the kind of clearance to know that information. He insisted again, not classified, instead informal, unclassified coordinations.
The White House says Hegseth is doing a tremendous job. The Vatican says that Pope Francis will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica starting tomorrow until his funeral, which will be held on Saturday. Francis is remembered as the People's Pope. His second cousin, Sister Anna Rosa Savory, works as a missionary in Thailand, and she spoke about him.
Very strong person, strong in the thinking, no? He will, whatever he will say, he will say.
The Oscars are embracing artificial intelligence, with a caveat.
Let's remember something. I put you where you are today.
Robert De Niro acknowledged AI helped alter his voice in The Alto Knights, and it enhanced Adrian Brody's Hungarian accent for his Oscar-winning performance in The Brutalist.
The people here, they do not want us here.
Now, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says artificial intelligence will not disqualify a movie from Oscar consideration, but it will favor films with more human involvement. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Opening statements begin tomorrow in former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial, this time with a majority female jury deciding the landmark hashtag MeToo case. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game three of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds that could lead to a little patchy fog. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70. Right now, it's 48.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time at our new time slot, 2 until 4, and Matt Solomon from Cracked.com talking about SNL at 50. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, doctor. The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know that as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Just for fair disclosure, me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. The bottom line, as I know, and you should know too, you can be raised by a single mom and still not be a jackass.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We, as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't like to just listen, if you want to watch, you can always find Civic Media on our YouTube station. And, of course, at Maggie Dawn Show on Insta, the thing we used to call Twitter, and the Book of Faces. Check us out, because you can see me and all of my fabulous guests today by watching us there. Of course, you're always welcome to listen on 540 AM WAUK in southeastern Wisconsin, or any of Civic Media's amazing talk radio network affiliated stations. We got a packed show for you today. We're going to try to work in the breaking news. A bit of breaking news just before, as I was driving into the studio today, my friends, and I'm so glad I've got Gray Gunderson from Park Falls joining us to engage this discussion. It's not just your neck of the woods, Gray. It's my neck of the woods. It's everybody's neck. Maybe less woods, more neck. We continue to track the federal court's response to Donald Trump caring not a whit about Americans' due process rights. Due process isn't a thing that applies to some and not others. You either respect it for all or you respect it for none. And Donald Trump is demonstrating literally every day that he does not care about Americans and their due process rights. Gray, you've been talking about this quite a bit. I spent a long time yesterday going deep into the procedural detail of many of the cases that have been ongoing since the earliest invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to deport people, but that has really expanded in both number and potential impact and complexity since the Supreme Court in a 9-0 ruling on April 7th said, yep, people get due process. If you are standing on American jurisdictional land, you get due process. It doesn't matter who you are. That is central to our democracy. You got to give it to them. And since that time, Donald Trump and his administration have basically done everything in their power not to facilitate anybody exercising their due process rights or facilitating the return of Mr. Kilmer Abrego Garcia, whose due process rights were abused, not facilitating the due process rights of the people they already shipped into a legal no man's land for gosh knows how long, rotting away in an El Salvadorian concentration camp, done everything in their power to not follow the Constitution. Supreme Court had to intervene 1 a.m. on Saturday. We've been talking about it. I'm going to get into some of the detail on Justice Alito's dissent in that emergency order granted on Saturday. And just as I was coming in, then I'm going to throw it to you, Greg, for your take on this, some of your thoughts, what you're hearing in your neck of the woods. But just wanted to share the breaking news. A federal judge in Colorado, in a district court judge in Colorado, blocking removals under the Alien Enemies Act. This is U.S. District Court Judge Charlotte Sweeney issuing a temporary restraining order that prohibits the administration from using the law to deport non-citizens currently within the state of Colorado, further requiring that those non-citizens do get their due process rights. I believe it was that judge who said the administration has to give them at least 21 days. So what you've seen is this very sort of generalized ruling from the Supreme Court on April 7th, and then district court rulings with greater and greater specificity directing or seeming to direct the Trump administration about how they actually have to observe due process rights, because the Trump administration's last trick was, well, I'll get them out of any federal district court jurisdiction where one of these orders exists. I'll give them a notice that they're about to be deported in English, which they can't read, with no information about how to vindicate those due process rights, and then I'll disappear them. And that will maybe sort of comply with the Constitution. Judges and the Supreme Court saying that's not good enough. Yet another judge today being even more specific. You got to give them 21 days so that they can fully vindicate their due process rights. And by the way, everybody, these aren't full beyond a reasonable doubt trials. That's not the evidentiary standards that apply. This isn't some 2-week proceeding. It would not take that much to satisfy due process rights for these individuals in relative scope. So with that status check, Gray, I know you've been thinking and talking a lot about this. I wanted to give you a chance to weigh in, my friend.
Certainly. And I appreciate that opportunity. Thanks for having me back here 2 days in a row. I think I'm going to get a little bit spoiled here, Maggie, but
love having
one
you.
Thing that, oh, I love being here, but it may be lost on some of our viewers and listeners that I am in the red county. If you had to make one red, if you had to pick one red county, I'm there. I'm in the middle of it. And
you mean in the state of
Wisconsin?
Like, yes, you're in deep red territory. Got it.
The quintessential red zone. That said, it's not as it's really difficult to explain my perspective on other people's perspective, of course, because I'm not them. But I think what my perspective is that I'm watching Donald Trump weaponize public opinion in a way that has been there for the taking, but he's just the first one to kind of step into this mantle. And what I mean by that is, credit to that caller we were talking to yesterday. I believe his name was Tom from Whitewater, because he was talking about how the Democrats have to step up and answer Donald Trump, because regardless of whether or not what he's doing is right, what he's doing has massive public support. And I wanted to, we ran out of time yesterday, but I wanted to credit him, because while I don't like that is true, it is 100% true. Donald Trump seems to be leveraging a wave of momentum through public opinion, which he is shaping using that putty knife I described yesterday, the false dichotomy. The he's shaping public opinion so that he can drum up enough support that even if what he's doing is not quite correct, there's overwhelming public support, or at least enough that he can point to it and call it overwhelming when it's reported on his pet news cycle. And that's sort of the cycle. He says it, it gets reported. He can talk about how it's being reported and therefore has public support, which creates public support because he's created that attention. And by doing that, he can manufacture support for whatever thing he feels like manufacturing support for. He's just got to talk about it.
Can I just jump in here? One of the things that is true at a certain level, so I don't disagree with the point at all, but what I do think happens all of the time, and again, this is the Donald Trump creates public support by lying to people, right? Like, the factual predicates for the false choice are themselves lies, as is the false choice. What Gray and I are talking about here, of course, is the false choice between you can either be safe or have due process rights. You can't have both. And if you care about due process rights for someone who's here illegally, you don't care about American safety. That's a lie. I think that's a lie. I deeply care about American safety. And I know that American safety isn't just about one man or the border situation today, American safety fundamentally in this constitutional republic requires the respect of due process, right? Like, these are not separable values or ideals, yet he, the lies about Mr. Garcia, the lies about many of these people, that's the I'm going to scare you with this information. That those lies then beget the higher order lie that you can only have safety or due process, but not both. The higher order lie, of course, that there's not enough due process to go around. That if we give due process to someone else that really deserves it, won't get it. The false scarcity lie. And last but not least, the lie that the world is zero sum and that